Good whatever it is to wherever you are, morning, afternoon, evening, night. Welcome to another episode of Sky Blue Stories. I'm James Pearcent and joined to you by Sean Maloney.
Hello.
And Jonathan Finger.
Greetings.
With a soft A. Welcome back. Another week, another podcast.
I really enjoyed that,
though. Yeah, it's your Scandinavian brother.
Yank you.
Yanko. Hey, it's almost like I set myself up for that. Welcome back. It's another week, a big week of Sydney FC football action. Two games were in action against Adelaide and Brisbane Roar.
Wait, we'll be
reviewing
James.
Those games shortly. Mate, I'm doing my intro.
Did you put the cord in?
Actually.
For like last week.
I actually doubted I hit record for a moment there. You went, hang on. I went, again.
Thanks again to Flowbush.
Coming back to you fresh off a hot episode with PFA co-chair.
Beau Bush.
You forgot his name.
I stopped looking at James.
Yeah, you're face. Trying to make eye contact with Sean. We've got a big episode, obviously, reviewing two games plus the NPL. There's some socials with Sean. We're going to preview Sydney FC versus Western United. And, of course, in the NPL, Sydney FC versus North Shore's
Mariners,
yep.
Yeah, thanks.
That guy.
You give me the intro to do.
That was really good.
You did pretty good.
If Sean hadn't interrupted you, I think you...
My flow was ruined.
Yeah.
I was just concerned after last week. I couldn't sleep the last 7 days.
Yeah.
That you...
Actually, it explains a lot about your appearance at the moment.
Very disheveled. Haven't had any sleep.
Don't hit the Buongiorno button.
He's
fingering the deck.
Yeah, we started recording with Bo and about, 10 minutes in?
That wasn't 10. It was at least 2.
No, more than that. I will meet halfway.
Definitely not halfway.
Into a very, very well-structured, thought-out answer from Bo and Jonathan.
Interrupted his flow.
I had to cut him off.
So two wrongs.
You're giving away the magic, Sean.
Yeah.
You're giving away the magic, all right?
Two wrongs.
No one would have noticed.
Wrong. All right. Let's get into it.
Let's. What happened this week, Sean?
I'm here, the social warrior something. Not much is happening, obviously.
You're not Batman.
Football's, I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Now that football is well and truly back, there's less and less on the social, which is good because we just want to watch some football. But something that came across the social pages this week, of course, if you have been living under a rock, this Saturday's game, of course, has been moved from ANZ.
Public Bank Service West, announcement.
Yep, been moved from Bankwest, over to Leichhardt Oval. So we can raise the Premier's plate.
There's no roof at Leichhardt,
I have a sneaky submission. Do you reckon the Wanderers kind of put in a submission like, you know, a little bit of a complaint? Can't happen on our turf.
And the moon landing was fake.
Yep. They got their knickers in a twist.
Christ. Yeah. The general reactions that I saw actually from Sydney FC fans was that they were disappointed they couldn't do it at Bankwest.
Yeah.
They would have to do it there.
Like winning at the shithole, we wanted to raise a plate at another shithole.
First time a trophy's been raised at their own stadium. And probably the only one for a long time to come.
I must say I'm quite glad that there's less socials.
So yeah, am I.
I know.
Yeah. Football, I was getting social fatigue.
Yeah.
Same.
Staring at the screens too much. And the other thing that came across my eyes this week, it's not particularly Sydney FC related. However, our wonderful friend, soon to be, Jono, get him on the pod, the wonderful Simon Hill. Of course, he's made his way over to Optus.
Amenable to it.
What's that word?
I reckon he'd be amenable to it.
Oh, what is that?
Sean
mean?
Doesn't know what that means.
Yeah.
He's the school teacher.
Can I buy a vowel?
Yeah. I reckon he'd be open to it.
Okay, good. Just say that.
This
is a podcast. Papa Homer.
Yeah, I'm trying to better you as a
this
person.
This is a podcast for the everyman and woman.
And intermediary.
Yeah, and fluid. Everybody in between.
That's right.
James, don't use big words.
Because that's really limiting our gender audience.
Yeah. But
they've just switched off.
You're ruining my flow. Now, big thing came us.
Flow from the head.
Basically, Simon Hill, now over at Optus Sport, doing a wonderful job commentating on the Champions League, Europa League and the like.
Bless you, Optus, take the A-League.
Yeah, yes, do so. Build it and they will come.
And we've come.
So just forget the gimmicks. A little spiel that he had for roughly a minute saying, you know, just basically back to basics with football. People don't want a cheap imitation. Yeah. Don't worry about all the other BS and crap that the NRL and AFL do, little gimmicks, changes of rules and stuff. They just want to see fans of football in Australia just want to see that football. No more BSVAR. We want promotion and relegation, second division, back to basics, fundamentals. Let the football do it, do all the talking. So jump on, listen to Simon Hill.
That was on Optus's Insta, was it?
Twitter.
I'm sure it'd be on their Facebook too. The thing I liked most about his, was it rant? It wasn't really a rant. Yeah, it was just a well...
Answering a question.
Yeah.
God, he's bearded.
He said at the end, we don't need a salary cap. Leave the gimmicks or stop trying to be a cheap imitation of AFL and NRL.
See.
Yep.
And as we've seen, those codes can't be trusted.
Nah.
So
drama after drama.
Well done, Simon Hill. Anything else from the social, Sean?
Negative.
Good, because I'm not looking at the run sheet. now, we're going to review Sydney FC versus Adelaide United. Obviously, one or draw against Adelaide at ANZ Stadium, which was an away game for us, technically.
Yeah. Last Thursday.
Goal to Adam Lefondre. which is how you say cheese in French. Our starting lineup, totally probably against what we said this time last week, because there was a whole conversation we had around skepticism.
It's a bit of pessimism from the other side of the table where you both sit.
Why do you think we put you on that side of the table? So it's not to ruin our flow. So we had Trent in for Costa. Caceres and Retray in the midfield as Bratton was suspended. Mm. Something we did overlook on the podcast last week.
Everyone. Five yellow card suspension. See?
Yes. Zullo started for King and Harry van der Sar got his start at right back as opposed to popping Retray in there. Felt like Corica's hand was a little bit forced.
With?
Starting van der Sar.
Well, with Bratton being suspended.
Yeah, right. Mm, so it was kind of this domino effect of...
A little bit,
You know, negated our entire discussion last week because we could have probably foreseen this a little bit better.
We're pretty shit at podcasting.
How do we think Harry van der Sar went at right back?
Well, it's his natural position.
Sensational.
So, yeah.
It was his natural position, but he was three games ago now, didn't do great.
The game against the Newcastle Jets. Yeah. And to his own admission, he didn't have a good game. Corica called him out. Yeah, didn't have a good game. But, and we'll talk more about the last night's game with the Raw. But Harry's been fantastic since slotting into that right back position.
Okay. So that's a vote of confidence from Sean, Jonathan.
Exceptional game. And as Sean's alluded to, I think backed it up last night, Monday night. So H made something happen. Obviously, we went down to an early goal to Jordan Elsie off a corner, which was a disputed corner, if you guys remember.
Yep.
Wilkinson slid in.
Oh.
Assistant referee flagged for a goal kick, and referee overruled. Mm. Probably correctly.
I think it was.
Yeah.
From looking, I was a little bit out.
But how often do you see something like that happen and then goal?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. Unfortunately, McGowan lost his man.
Redders were not happy.
He was so angry.
Yeah.
He was so angry. Yeah, you definitely see that. How do we feel the midfield pair went? Retray, Caceres. Yeah.
I thought quite good. I thought Caceres was quite good.
Oh, Caceres really good. Caceres, you know, much like we say with Bratton and the like, and there's little to no difference between his best and worst game. Retray, I don't know, man. He just looks a bit lost.
Reckon?
Yeah.
In the Adelaide game?
Do you think he was trying to make up for the fact that Bratton wasn't there and he felt he had a bigger workload as the more senior positionally minded player?
He felt more at home than what he
played
right back. But, yeah, Retray, from no lack of trying, but I think, tries to do too much and just needs a couple of points. Just focus on that for this half, another point or two for the second half. But, the jury's out for me.
For that particular performance. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but the first half where both the goals came was very frustrating. I was sitting there just wondering when we were going to concede our fourth, fifth and sixth goals, to be honest. We were sitting so far back and it took a piece of...
We did complain about it last week as well, right?
Absolute brilliance from van der Sar to intercept a pass in our own box and two passes later...
drive forward, then release Trent, who cut it across nicely to what's his face?
Yeah, that guy that scores all our goals.
Yeah. With a Alfie. Blue shirt.
That's right. So, but until that moment, I thought we looked really ordinary.
We definitely did look ordinary, and we can't even blame it on Costa Barbarousis.
No.
Which is filling me with no amount of dismay until we get to the Brisbane Roar game.
Speaking of that change, so Bahaj has got the start. One of his, I think I heard it was his first start in a Sydney FC A League fixture.
I heard that also.
Yeah,
ever.
He started ever. In the ever. Champions League. Right.
Started in the Champions League and started in the FFA Cup before he hurt himself. Yeah.
Never started in the A-League. Always been a...
that's not right then.
Super thug.
How do you think he went? Obviously got the assist.
I don't feel like we were playing to him. It's weird because he comes on as a super sub and he plays well. We start kind of shooting balls a little... Not shooting. We start throwing balls a little bit long. We start kicking them over with the confidence that he's got his speed and they'll make up for it. Yeah. There are a couple of longer passes that weren't direct to him but through a couple of channels, but a lot of them seem to be really heavily hit.
Yeah. he was chasing shadows a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe he's better when there's a tiring defence.
That's what... Know? Yeah, that's the popular opinion at the moment. And
well, especially with his legs, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely right. So, look, he didn't do a bad job at all. Obviously got the assist, and it wasn't an easy ball to put across to Alfie to finish off. And you'd dare say Costa, in the form that he's in, probably would have stuffed that up. Good job for Trent, and definitely won't be his last start, that's for sure.
And then, of course, Costa came on, which we might as well have played with 10 men.
He didn't. When did he come on? 77th minute or something? Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, there weren't. The changes came late again. But I think overall, you know, second half we pressed a lot more. And
still. Nothing come from it. A bit of positive news out of the game, though. Miloš Ninković.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ninko had a very good game.
I mean, really. Just did you see that little bit of juggling in the bits with the turn and the Lord.
That's just Ninko doing Ninko.
Eggplant
things.
Emoji, please.
And the little squirty thing next to it.
Absolutely.
It's a water gun.
Yeah, that's it.
But Ninko his all-round play was very good.
Just silky. I mean, everyone else can seem off, but it doesn't seem to drag him down, whereas a lot of other players around, they have a bad game, the whole team seems off, they seem to feed off each other, but he's consistently 35, 36, 35. A step above, right? Just a step above. He's a beautiful blue-shirted angel emanating hope throughout the squad.
Put that in a Hallmark card or a T-shirt.
100%. Mm. And, if that's him, then surely Andrew Redmayne would have to be like his little sidekick. Although he wears a pink shirt most of the time. Red is two absolute cracking saves.
I cannot believe we keep having this conversation about Andrew Redmayne.
Amazing.
Remember the anxiety we used to feel?
Yeah.
Right?
And when he became the starting goalkeeper, gypped. I was like, I don't know. But he well and truly proved me wrong.
We thought we got gypped in the swamp.
Mm, yeah.
Right? I just...
And can I say, the restart, he's probably been our best player. And he shouldn't be, if you know what I mean, listeners and Kevin. He shouldn't be one of our best players, but he's been called on to do a little bit too much work than he should have to.
Some cracking saves. Yeah, he's got safe hands. He's holding the ball a lot, which makes you happy, I bet, Sean, because he's not punching it out like Vukovic used to do. Who has made his return to competitive football? I know not necessarily Sydney FC related, but he started in a game for Genk. A day or two ago, has lost a lot of weight.
He has. He does literally look half the man.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, get on his Instagram and check that out.
Something you mentioned, Jono, and you mentioned it, I think, after the Phoenix games,
that
James.
You were pointing to me. Thank you.
James, James.
Thanks for all the listeners.
Don't do that. You'll poke holes in the air.
We've got a tactic, and I don't know if it's a Corica thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting very deep.
We definitely were in the Adelaide game.
Yes. And I noticed in Phoenix, I can't remember if I noticed it in the Jets game, but I feel like that's our tactic. Sit deep, absorb, absorb, absorb. win possession and then quick transition and
except,
then
get them on we haven't the counter. Had the quick transition.
Yeah. And we're not set up to we're not really set up to press because we only have like two forwards and say Costa and Alfie.
We haven't pressing.
We don't
what
press.
What is with you forgetting Adam Lafondra's name tonight?
Can I buy a vowel? Yeah, we're not set up to press because we only got two strikers up against 3 to 4 back defenders every time. So something that needs to change.
Again, I'm no expert, but it could be whilst we're building up our fitness that they've held back a bit more rather than that constant press that we were used to seeing, the high press. So, I just don't think it's been good because we've completely disrespected the ball most of the time over the last 4 or 5 games. So, but look, overall, just going back to Redmayne again, he probably saved us a couple of points against Adelaide.
Yeah, Riley McGree was looking.
Yep.
You know, like we say, Ninko doing Ninko things. McGree was doing McGree things. That rocket of a shot he had late in the game.
Play? What position?
Number 10, rotating 8, kind of.
Yeah, centre of midfield.
Could you swap him for Barbarossas?
No.
Not quite the same.
No, not
I've never paid much attention apart from the Scorpion.
Look, Riley McGree is. He's an exceptional player. He could play anywhere. I reckon.
Crazy. Honestly. Throw some gloves. All right.
Yeah. Up and down the wing.
I wish we went for him rather than Barbarossas.
Oh, him and Mork were great in the middle during that game.
Stephen Mork had a shot flash past the post, that's for sure. SFCU votes, Jimmy.
I mean, 6 for Redmayne. Bloody hell.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
4 for Redmayne, 2 for Caceres.
Nice.
You know,
Caceres is pretty good.
There's a tap in for Alfie. I mean, you expect that.
I was going to say, well, I am going to say it right now. 4 for Redders, 1 each for Ninko and Caceres. Argentina nice. Messi.
I spread them out because I just can never make a decision. I gave Popeye and Ninkovic 2 each, Redders and Wilco 1 each.
Nice. Other bits of note just before we move on to the Brisbane Roar game. Alexander Baumjohan.
Yes.
I saw ABJ and went, who am I talking about? Alexander Baumjohan took shot from outside the box in the 60th minute. We don't do enough of that, obviously.
Didn't you bring that set up with the A-League apart thing the other week that we're like one of the worst with shots outside the box?
Yeah. So need to review that, obviously. And something about, so we had an attacking improvement based on our past week. So we had 12 shots total, 5 on target, 5 block shots and 1 big chance created. So not great stats overall, but better than we kind of have been, but still.
It's a steady improvement.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a sharper incline.
After the Brisbane game, there's a question I want to ask both of you to kind of wrap up the review piece.
Lovely.
Is that the question who we're playing after?
West United. It's on the run sheet, Sean. You should read the run sheet, mate.
God, Sean, letting the team down. So that was our thoughts on Adelaide. Next up, and just before the Brisbane game, Luke Bratton was interviewed at one of the training sessions and sort of was, I suppose, the journalist was asking him about, you know, our form and lack thereof and trying to get a reaction. And Bratton basically came out and said, well, look, you know, we're the biggest, most successful club and have been for 4 years. So as soon as we drop any points, you know, people are going to start talking about the standards dropping and whatever else. So he sort of came out, and I think McGowan actually came out as well in the last couple of games and said, oh, you know, we'll make a statement. I don't think we've quite there yet.
Where is it?
But
right between the lines.
Look, he's got a point. He does have a point. But it also reeks of a line that they've been fed in the changing room.
Bratz or McGowan?
Bratz's.
Yeah.
We drop points, there's going to be a lot of speculation. Yeah. That it reeks of something that Corica's fed them to, they believe, in the changing room so as not to drop their confidence.
Yeah. Yep.
The fact is the standards have dropped, we'll find out with the Brisbane Roar review.
Absolutely. Let's move on to that now. So Monday night game ended up being moved to McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle. Sydney FC 1, Brisbane Roar 1. A goal to Luke Ivanovic for us and Dylan Wenzel-Halls for the Brisbane Roar. very wet and windy Newcastle, I should say, as well.
Those early goal kicks from Redders just hold up in the wind.
Go backwards. Yeah. It's always good to see. But the big talking point before we get into any of the action was the lineup.
Yeah.
Gents. Pretty crazy.
Lots of resting.
Flotman.
So we had Lafonda and Barber up front, Ivanovic and Baumjohan wide, Bratton and Retre in the middle. And then across the back, we had King, Flotman, McGowan, Popeye or Van der Sarg, and Andrew Redmayne in goals. Gents, thoughts on that starting lineup?
Why aren't we resting Adam Lafonda? I look at that probably and I go, cool.
Yeah, well, sure, to James's question there, somewhat rhetorical, your point you mentioned in our little chat, we don't really have and it's something you mentioned like maybe 12 months ago, something like that, where we don't really have a backup nine. In the past, we've had like Charles.
Doesn't Big stop Charles. Us playing
Matty Simon.
What's his face? Simon.
Even back with like Schmelz would come on as like a backup
to Yanko.
But we don't really have that these days. So God forbid, touch wood, something happened to him.
Yeah.
Here's a question before we roll into the rest of the Raw review. Who would we put in?
But does it matter? Because you could put Trent in. You could put almost Ivanovic in. We're playing Barbarossa's out of position.
Trent would be the next one. You'd think maybe Ivanovic up front. I'd love to see like Jordy Swivel get a run, but like he's had no game time.
No.
He'd been running around in the NPL, like, oh, okay, you know, but he hasn't even had that.
In terms of a out-and-out number nine, Costa's not, Trent's not.
Ivanovic isn't.
Ivanovic started.
We play Retre out of position. We play Caceres out of position.
Yeah,
this game.
But like, that gonna look weird. Strikers, I feel like strikers are a bit different though.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, but...
You can't play a.
You've won the Premier's plate. You know. You've won the Premier's plate. Your number nine's played every game.
In just about every minute.
In just about every minute. Yep.
So like my point remains, if he goes down before the finals, what do we do?
Exactly, which is why we need to replace him.
Right, okay,
good. Rest him. Rest him. Yeah, which is why we need to rest him.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? Yeah, so it's almost the same point, but in different language, right?
We're just super aggressive.
And I've always
passionate about this. I apologise for being aggressive.
And I've always admired Alfie's stamina. And I don't mean this to be backhand a compliment to Alfie that
he's old.
He is old, but God, he runs. Like he's not like a Del Piero, you know, with the other Broskis and stuff, and we've had on, they've had that little cheeky jab that ADP didn't track back and defend and like that. Like Alfie works.
Yeah. And I know his work rate's high.
But we don't have a backup nine. God forbid he goes down.
Interesting to see Wilkinson given a rest. Paddy Flotman.
Glad he got a rest.
Centre. I think so too. Flotman did a good job, I thought.
Very solid. Very calm.
Cool, calm, collected. McGowan, on the other hand, we'll talk about in a little bit. And then again, you had the two young boys on the flanks in Van der Sarg and King, who again... did an exceptional job throughout. We'll talk about Luka Ivanovic for about half an hour in a moment. But a couple of things, guys, picked up. So we conceded first again. Mm-hmm. And that's four out of five games since resumption that we've conceded first.
No clean sheets.
It's depressing.
No clean
conceding
sheets.
First.
And the one game that we did score first, we lost.
Oh wow!
So, we're not getting something right at the back there, and
do we want to mention McGowan? Now?
Yeah, look,
go for
he's
it.
Not had a good run of games, has he?
He's not. He's been guilty at least for these two games that we're talking about tonight.
The stuff up against Melbourne with conceding that goal. Yeah.
Gave a penalty away against Wellington.
Forgot about that. Up there at the byline. And then last night.
Yeah. So.
Not tracking Wenzel.
He's. Do you I think don't know what it is.
COVID, been stuck in the hotel trying to readjust to life back in Sydney and training and whatnot.
Probably his family still in Scotland.
Yeah, as well.
Minds on other things.
Absolutely. So, look, he's very much out of form.
Yeah, and I'm really hesitant to criticise him.
Yeah, he's very much out of form.
And do you think last night Jono starting McGowan and resting Wilko was Corica's way of trying to play McGowan into form or trying to give him some match fitness?
No, look, I think it's resting a 35-year-old Alex Wilkinson, to be honest, getting him ready for the finals. But if anything, I think before, when McGowan came back late, pre-resumption, I think we said on this pod that I'd probably prefer to see a Flotman or a Warland or someone get the start Smith. Ahead of him.
What, and ease him back in?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, from a fitness point of view. But look, he's not super, you know, he was 2 weeks or 3 weeks back after everyone else. So you'd think by now he'd be up to speed. But
he's played
his decision making has just been horrible.
He's been that second or two off the pace.
It's not good signs when there is a mistake and the first thing he does is look at everyone else. Looks around, yells at people, looks at the ref, and he does it every time.
Does he? I have noticed.
It's just not a good look.
It's almost arrogance in a way. Like, I'm Ryan McGowan. I've played for the Socceroos. It couldn't possibly have been me.
No, I just think it's an unwillingness to admit a mistake.
It's how the three of us would react on a weekend, I think, the same way, honestly. Like
blaming Sean.
Yeah. I don't make mistakes in my team. Well, anyone listening?
I've heard you're the weakest link of the infield rovers.
Did you see my goal a few weeks ago?
I don't want to hear about it again every bloody time over dinner.
It was a bit like Messi's, wasn't it, when you fell over, beat three blokes, put it in the bottom corner?
Oh, just that Harry fall Kane. Over.
Yeah, but anyway... Enough about that. So look, Gauza needs a really we need a clean sheet. We need a clean sheet against Western United. Sorry for banging the table. I'm quite aggressive. And I just, like I said, there's a lot of improvement there.
Well, let's turn to somebody that was quite the opposite in Mr. Luke Ivanovic, Jono. Okay, here's your half an hour.
Okay. just crack my knuckles in.
Okay. What's the opposite of a rant?
Yeah,
an ejaculation.
James, what minute was that?
Fawning?
Yeah, go for it.
Lukey boy, what an excitement machine. Didn't you guys...
Whoa.
Didn't you boys
excitement
just,
machine?
I mean, that's the only way I could...
You aren't giddy.
Superlatives.
Descriptive. He exhausted the superlatives, Sean. He offered something... extremely different to our lineup going forward. Made an immediate impact. Turned the ball over nervously a little bit early on, but certainly got up and down. Had a more direct approach, which I think is something, again, that's been mentioned quite a bit by a lot of fans, is that we haven't had that directness that youth sometimes brings.
They just want to get the ball and run. That 18-yard box.
But he and King on the left... I thought were absolutely sensational all game. And it led to the chance. And just prior to the chance, Ivanovic had that run where he took on a couple of defenders, rounded them on the byline, and then hit the post. And 3 minutes later, he's standing relatively unmarked in the box, takes a touch, puts it in the top corner. I mean...
He made that look easy, but he had two blokes just a metre or so away from him, and he's... taken a step, shot it, and to beat Jamie Young ain't no small feat.
Absolutely. So, look, I just thought it was something completely different. One question I wanted to ask, and, you know, yes, they were probably playing a slightly different formation, but they lined up the same. How many times this season have you seen someone else playing that position have that much time and space standing at the top of the box?
What are you trying to say?
Think about it. When has Balmyohan been in that position? Standing in the box, waiting for the ball to come to him so he can have a shot?
Hasn't.
I don't think it's happened. He's always in transition.
And his footwork.
Ninkovic is always in transition. Caceres is always in transition. Ivanovic was just in the right place and received the ball, had a crack. I mean...
His footwork was outstanding as well. Especially on that run. Down the byline as well. Like, wow.
Yeah.
But what I took away from that, other than it was just a brilliant finish, was also in days and weeks and games gone by, when Sydney FC get in and around the 18-yard box, instead of shooting, they look to then play another pass like almost into the 6-yard box.
It's like we only want to play tap-ins.
Yeah. But he's just gone, I'll back myself, I'll take a shot, and that's what you tend to get from youth. look at Wenzel Halls on the other side of the ledger and how great he was.
Well, that was, yeah.
And he was sublime. Like, not a Brisbane Roar podcast, but he was brilliant.
Well, he almost had a brace inside a minute and a half because McGowan again lunged in, completely missed everything.
Nutmegged him, I think.
A little
dink through the legs. So, and then Flotman, what did you say to me?
I don't know what I said.
He saved his blushes?
Saved his blushes, absolutely. Yeah. Got a leg in for a deflection, but... again, I've waxed lyrical about Luka Vanevic and his abilities, and a big shame that he went down with what was described as severe cramp. Let's hope that that's it. Hasn't played a lot of football lately. Lovingly known to many Sydney FC fans as Bernie.
And I think
let's hope he comes back soon.
ABJ would have liked having a bit more of that sole number 10 role as his responsibility, and then that just allows Ivanovic just to kind of play what he sees and float around and just have that freedom. So
I hope that people at the club saw the same thing that we're talking about, you know. But and ABJ stepped up. He wasn't brilliant, but he
was
got
decent.
He took more control of the ball and ownership of it.
Great shot from outside the box.
Yeah,
nearly won it for us. That brilliant run into the box off. I think it was off his first save shot and then someone else had a go at it.
Yep.
Costa made the run for him and laid it off for him.
Costa actually had a decent chance and held possession well in the first 5 minutes.
Yes, that early chance.
He had some good moments.
Yeah. Mm. I think he got released by Harry, but anyway, then he cut back in and he had a shot. And, like, I'm happy for him to have a shot.
But that
and just to test out the keeper.
But
and
that sequence of play.
You'd be more happy with Costa's performance if he was having shots.
And then
you'd go, you know what? He
hasn't got the confidence.
He's been unlucky. There've been some great saves, but he's not even doing that.
And then what he did later in the game, King played a ball forward towards the edge of the box near the byline, and then he's cut back in, and then done a nice little cross to Alfie, and Alfie's made that run to the near post and tried to glance it with the side of his head. Yeah,
but that sequence of play, James, you were talking about with ABJ. You know, again, another great shot from outside the box. Followed it in. I think Ninko teed him up. And
I was waiting for Ninko to hit that with his left foot.
I was just waiting for it to be scrambled over the line. And, of course, you know, anyone else but Jamie Young. Mm. And ABJ just threw his hand up. He's like,
He did look a little bit dejected.
Like, I'd lose a one-ticket lottery. Yeah. Like, you know, it was very unfortunate. So we definitely had chances there and... a much improved performance, I thought. Not flawless, but a much improved performance from probably any other game that we've had. Just something really quick, guys, in terms of that lineup that we spoke about and ran through in detail. Average age was just under 27, so 26.9. If you substitute the regulars, I'll say in parentheses, so Zulo in for King, Ninkovic in for Ivanovic.
They were quotation marks.
Wilkinson. is it one?
Prince. Laser.
Laser beam.
Wilkinson in for... You've ruined my flow and now everyone's going to be confused about what I'm talking about. But if you had Grant, Zulo, Ninkovic and Wilkinson in for Ivanovic, Van der Sarg, King
and Flotman...
The average age goes up to over 31.
Whoa! Jesus, Shiza.
So it goes from about a 5-year difference on average per player.
Yeah, okay.
Which is crazy.
And that's still an old squad at 27.
Considering that,
the top end of that.
Considering
bracket.
Those players that we've got in there, you know, around that 20 years old mark.
Well, McGowan's still 30.
And we've pretty much got the... Well, we almost practically have the exact same squad for next year.
Pretty much.
At average.
Yeah, who's the one person that hasn't re-signed?
No, I think they've got like a scholarship spot or something. Yeah, Tilio.
Yeah.
Tilio rumoured to be...
on his bike.
Heading elsewhere, unfortunately. But he's not getting the opportunities, so what can you do?
Can I ask with Alfie?
Yes.
Did he do anything? The poor bloke didn't even have a shot last night. Or even threaten... Like, he had that glancing header from Costa's... A bit more than a glancing header, but... I don't know, is he not doing enough or we not doing enough for him? A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
I think we mentioned it last week, but you could probably count the chances he's had on one hand the last two or three games. And he is starting to look a little frustrated, but at the same time, you know, I was talking about it last week, I think he's let himself down a couple of times with his touch and decisions as well.
Yeah.
Look, you know, he's got 19 goals for the year, so I don't want to be too hard on him, but he's one that needs to find form and get some dominance. I mean, Sean, you'll talk about it shortly with our Western preview, but I think he got a brace against them last time, so... Could be a good game now that we're finding some more control with possession. He might actually get some decent service, but we'll see. Anything else on that before the SFCU votes?
I think it was our best game of the four that we've had.
Wow,
I think it was.
Yeah,
five that we've had.
Five. Sorry, lost count.
Do you vote? Yeah,
six to go.
I've got a question after the votes.
Oh, so do I. I went Ivanovic 3. King 2, Popeye 1.
Redders 2, Ivanovic 2, and who do I want to give the other two to? I like Braddon. He just does a job.
He's not bad.
Yeah.
Ivanovic 3, Redmayne 2. And I don't know. I don't know about the one.
Harry.
Yeah.
King was solid too. Actually, give it a Flottman. Flottman was great for a bloke that hasn't had any football.
Yeah, give Flotty a vote.
Flotty
give him a vote.
Flotty one.
Yeah.
And he got, did he get a slight run at some, did he, or was that Wallen that came on?
What are you talking about, Sean?
Substitutions.
Was that Flottman's first minutes of the whole entire A-League season, 19/20?
I think he may have gotten like a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was may have gotten a minute game before. At
Cogra. What was your question, Jonathan?
Well, it was in relation to an article and a news conference with Steve Corica.
Oh, what's the summary?
So shall I go first, James? Or
we?
It sums up our little discussion nicely. So Bimby says that we are approaching our best form. My question to you guys is: fair or unfair?
Unfair.
Why do you say that, James?
Because we're not.
Fair enough. Sean. Like
apart from the Brisbane game, we've shown no signs of improvement. And even then, it was minute. That's another word for small, Sean.
Isn't it pronounced minute?
No, not like the steaks you eat, cheap bastard.
Hey,
Corona
times.
I do love a chicken steak. Chicken steak.
Chicken steak.
Oh, wow. Minute steak. Oh.
Dickhead.
Damn, ruined it. I was all over you like a rash, right, and then bang, cut. Right,
so, Sean, your opinion?
other than I thought last night's second half was great, well, very good. The last 20-odd minutes, you know, when Trent did his thing against Phoenix. Other than that, we've been mediocre at best.
I think I actually like what James said. Approaching best form is probably not the right way to say it. We improved last night, but it was a pretty low base.
And it was a pretty long improvement.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, you know, there was definitely some positive signs last night.
Yeah, okay.
But
keep your half-empty cup over
approaching
there.
Approaching best form, I think, is a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, no. I think we're a long way off that. Yeah. You know, we used to dominate teams and come down and score 80th minute winners, 10 men down, one man down, down to 10 men.
10 men down.
Red has scored. Would, yeah. Sean's dating life.
Somebody pressed what? That was a minute joke. I can't remember the other word you said
earlier. Last night said, Jimmy. Sorry, Sean.
Jimmy.
I do love
it. Does its job.
Yeah. Don't they all? Going to finals.
Yep.
How confident do you feel that we come away as premiers? Grand final winners, champions, premiers, winners.
I reckon I'm pretty confident we'll get premiers.
People that hold toilet
seats. Bet a mistake on it, John. Bet a mistake that we're going to be premiers.
I should do.
We renamed the whole squad Gladys. Dad joke. Anyway.
If you'd asked me before COVID, I said, we'll win the toilet seat or that thing with the hole cut out in the middle. But at the moment, I'm not too confident.
No.
My heart's saying yes, my head's saying, yeah, ask me in a week's
what
time.
What do your loins say?
Somebody.
What do your loins say?
My loins?
It's another word.
It's like
for
burning. Yeah. But ask me in a week's time after we play United on Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock.
All right. Jonathan?
My answer is lukewarm.
Okay. Thanks.
Next question. Not super confident.
No. Do we even make it to the grand final at this stage?
Not super confident.
No. Based on form.
We'd have to have
a couple of lucky penalty shootouts.
We need a win this week.
Yeah, we need a win and win well. And that doesn't necessarily mean 4, 5, 6, 7 goals. Because United, we'll get to that game in a sec, they've definitely got something to play for.
Yeah, I would, on form, I would say no. But I thought that last year as well.
Yeah, but you didn't have a podcast last year.
It's true.
Your opinion didn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it does. Still doesn't. Still doesn't.
Yeah.
What about, is that the game?
I think that's, let's move right along.
Yeah. What about some NPL action, Sean? We played Sydney Olympic.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to this game. We got a little bit of a soft spot for the Olympic boys down over there at Belmore Sports Ground. However, the game was played over at Lambert Park because that's Sydney Olympic's home ground at the moment. Mm. I will jump ahead and say that the game was abandoned after 50 minutes.
Oh.
It was.
That's a short time.
However, Sean.
That's just over one half of football.
Leading up to that, you were pretty happy with how they were going against what you and I thought was a pretty good Olympic lineup.
Yeah, I was a little bit thinking it was definitely a matter of boys versus men.
Mm.
But the Sky Blues, they stood up. They were absolutely fantastic, I thought. Technically, ability-wise, far and above Sydney Olympic.
Yeah, right.
You know, your mate Holman was just doing Holman things. Ninko version 2.0. Gosh, he's good, Jono.
He's
good. No, he's. I know you've said this, but he's genuinely bloody good. And when that ball gets to his feet, my eyes are just glued and just, he's just like a ball on the string.
90% chance he'll beat the bloke in front.
Yeah, Kacharski was fantastic. Ofay was great. And the Wood striker who's kind of replaced Geordie because, you know, Geordie can't do it because he's in our A-League bubble. He's electric.
Good.
He's electric. And they just.
So I didn't see much of him last week in the Wanderers NPL game. Mm. He got the goal, obviously, but he definitely wasn't a standout, I would say.
But the boys on Sunday, definitely had their share of possession and field position, perhaps lacked that final pass to convert that possession and field position into chances and more goals. We definitely looked more likely than the boys of Sydney Olympic. Charles was obviously their main target. Get it to Big Charles at the front, and he almost got a goal.
Yeah,
well, he did get a goal from a free kick.
That sounds familiar.
Caught offside.
Almost got a goal.
Almost close, but no cigar. But he was caught offside.
That sounds familiar too.
But the rain was bucketing down, and for synthetic, that says a lot. When after 50 minutes and they come back after halftime, it gets caught off. It was nil all. But like there were certain patches, particularly of Lambert Park, where the ball was just sitting up, and you know they just couldn't play their passes.
It was
so
quite moist.
Yeah, it was a very wet evening. But thank you.
So, do we know what's happening with the rest of that game?
Not yet. To be announced. TBA. Yeah, okay.
So in that situation, sorry, just for the numpty that I am. So we've played 50 minutes. Do we play the whole game again, or do we play 40 minutes?
I think they just play what's remaining.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. A couple of other games got cancelled or called. I know the women's NPL game of MacArthur and Koalas up at Christie Park got called off, I think, at halftime. I think they didn't come back out after the break. Yeah.
Very good. Very interesting.
Yeah.
We may as well stick with NPL and talk about the fixture this week.
Good deal.
And we play the North Shore Mariners again.
Yeah, so we played them in the original schedule, belted them 4-0. Geordie got that brilliant goal from halfway, or just his side of halfway. Just
Lambert
turned
Park,
and
wasn't it?
Yeah, Lambert Park. But that game means nothing because it wasn't included in this new rescheduling of post of COVID.
Psychologically,
times.
It does, though.
Psychologically, it does. So I North Shore have drawn and they narrowly lost to. Did you see that?
95th minute, wasn't it? Yeah.
I was watching the last 5 minutes of it thinking, it's going to finish nil all. It's going to finish nil all. Then bang, in extra time there, Sydney United turned it on and snatched the winner. Great goal, though. Great yeah. lead-up, great combination play.
Yeah.
But, look, I expect the boys to get a win, maybe 2-0. Looking forward to seeing Holman, Kucharski, Talbot, Faye, Wood, and the boys doing their thing.
When's that one on, Sean?
It's Sunday, 16th of August, 6:30 p.m. over Sunday at Rockdale. People can go, but they'll limit numbers going in and social distancing and all the rest. So,
and please wear a mask if you do go, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Do public the right service thing. Announcement. Bring a little thing of hand sanitizer, but I think the boys should get the win.
Oh yeah, yeah? You're backing a win, okay?
Yeah, over North Shore Mariners. Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
No, look, I'm actually going to tune into that one.
Better or worse than the Manly Dolphins?
Be good derby. Be good derby for them. We'd have to ask Danny. Very good. All right, and that leads us to Saturday's game. We're sort of back to the future a bit. But this Saturday, Sydney FC, we play our last regular season game against Western United, who have found a little bit of form since resumption, but they have a lot of games to go, and they're fighting hard to get into the finals. Sean, how do you see this one playing out? All right, James.
Yeah. I don't ask for much.
You do.
I want us to start and start well and not concede, or not concede first, if at all.
Clean sheet would be nice.
And I just want to see an improvement and something more of before COVID, before the new year. Shots outside the box, more decisive run, more like what we saw from Ivanovic, with cutting into the box and making some forward runs, and Harry and King getting up and down the sideline, and Costa, you know, James, he looked quite good last night. He looked better, definitely better. So more from Costa. Alfie getting his foot and taking a shot, you know.
That'd be good.
And doing something there.
What do you reckon from a lineup point of view? Obviously, there was a lot of changes for the Brisbane game. And you'd have to say fairly successful changes. How do you think they'll line up? There was a note come through from the club saying Grant will be available.
I think he will get minutes. But what? I think he'll get minutes, but I don't think he'll start.
No, I don't think he'll start either.
What are your thoughts on that, James?
Well, in other news, which was meant to be covered at the end of the podcast, Ryan Grant's coming back. He's ruled himself in and says he's ready to start. He's gotten the all clear. I love trolling Jonathan. It's my favourite sport. So I reckon with Sean, he won't start. Van der Sar will be there. Or he starts and gets subbed at halftime, 50 minutes.
It would be extremely harsh, in my humble opinion, to not start Van der Sar.
It'd be harsh not to start Ryan Grant based on current form. I'm predicting full strength lineup.
Just Harry starting instead of Ryan Grant?
No. I said it'd go either way. Harry Van der Sar starts and Ryan Grant comes on. Like Sean said, or Ryan Grant starts and Harry
Van der Sar. I was trying to understand what you meant by full strength lineup.
Yeah, no, so I reckon most nailed on starters in their starting positions. That means probably Caceres on the bench. So Caceres, ABJ interchangeable, but probably Caceres on the bench and Zullo King interchangeable. Tough one to call.
Make a call. Who's playing left back? Who's Zullo. Playing right back?
Zullo, Grant. Zullo. Because I think you need your top 11 ready, especially with how off we are set you into finals.
I would have liked to see Grant come off the bench for a few in the Brisbane game, but obviously wasn't quite ready. So,
I think Corica will want to make a statement. So, James, I think he'll start with his bestest 11.
Yep.
Subs will come when you got 5 subs.
And we will have a week off then until our semi. Which I think is the following weekend.
Do you think he'll do anything with Flotman / Wilco?
No, not this late in the piece. I mean, look, I don't know. Would you guys, take McGowan out at this late stage?
I was thinking more like, my head would say yes, but my heart's saying no, that won't happen. But I was thinking more like what he did last night with
Botman rotation
for Wilco.
Look, it's a toughie, but one game before the finals, you probably want to have, again, like James said, your strongest lineup in the team that you're probably going to play the week after, because it's got to be a dress rehearsal for the semi, right? It doesn't really mean anything for us except form.
And if Ivanovic isn't sore from what we saw at halftime, do you think he starts?
Come on the bench? Nah, he'll go back to the bench for sure.
Caceres, what do you reckon? James, bench?
Yeah.
Jono, do you reckon he'll start?
Nah.
It upsets me to say that.
Because he was very good when he came on last night. I thought he was.
Yeah, made a good impact. Good impact. I'm with James. I think it'll be our strongest possible lineup, and I think that includes Grant, although I'm going to say King over Zulo, Jimmy.
That's closer for me than Caceres and ABJ, yeah.
I have a sneaking suspicion that if King doesn't get sold overseas, that Mr. Zulo might not be with Sydney FC next year.
Well, King sold overseas, Jonathan.
Because he's that good.
Is there whispers about him getting picked up somewhere?
No.
Have you heard things?
There's more whispers about Zulo not being here next year, and
where are you hearing these whispers from? Who are your sources?
Never reveal your sources. Yeah. Look, we've talked about it on here before. I think it's highly plausible that another club could do with
in New South Wales?
Potentially. But the complication comes that Zulo's got 2 years on his contract and the transfer system isn't set up. I think if the transfer system comes in between now and the start of the next season, which is highly unlikely, I reckon you'll see Zulo playing elsewhere.
How would you feel about that?
As long as we kept King, okay.
I'm kind of okay with it too.
He's not an understudy anymore, is he?
No. And he's, 70-80% of Zulo. And Zulo, since his injury last season, hasn't looked the same, to be honest.
I love Zuls, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, love him. Absolutely love
him. Great pest.
And brilliant attacking player. I think Joel King's done an exceptional job this year.
He's earned his stripes, very much.
Absolutely. Controversy, but anyway, that's my thoughts.
That's why they pay us.
Where do we think he's off to, Zulo?
Probably MacArthur.
Now?
I'd say MacArthur.
Off to the Bulls.
Have they signed anybody of note yet?
Depends what you mean by note.
Tell me all.
Mark Milligan.
Mark Milligan. Mark Milligan from Yorkshire or whatever.
Matt Derbyshire, English bloke. And former Premier League striker.
Somebody from Melbourne City.
Denny Jonro.
That's the one, Jonro.
Not a bad squad so far.
Yeah, a couple of other young Aussies coming on trial. They just haven't announced their signings yet.
Okay, so, interesting.
They're coming. They're getting their squad together. But they definitely need some quality. And Adam Federici, sorry.
Former Socceroos goalkeeper.
Fantastic. That's probably their best signing, to be honest. Anyway, Western United, Saturday afternoon, Leichhardt Oval, Premier's Plate to be presented. Forecasted for a bit overcast.
A bit of drizzle, potentially.
But hopefully that doesn't scare too many people away, and the boys can lift the Premier's Plate after a win.
Well, they can always come down and watch my game 3 o'clock. And then, walk over to Leichhardt. Not much of a trek from Enfield.
How do you think we keep Western United quiet, Sean? Because they've scored some goals.
Oh, Diamante. He's just taking the,
Mickey.
Yeah, taking the Mickey. Maxi Burgess, I don't want him to do well on Saturday.
Yeah,
he's but been I do, excellent, hasn't he? He's a former Sydney Olympic player, former Sydney FC as well. And he's playing so bloody well. Is he what?
You're talking about him for Socceroos and that. I thought maybe that's a bit premature.
Yeah,
but
a bit too much.
He's certainly turning it on at the moment.
How old is he?
Maxi? 23, 24.
Yeah, pushing mid-20s, yeah. His brother's running around for Olympic, Darcy. But, you've got to shut down Max, I think.
Yeah.
Because he's playing like an 8.
Bit of a roaming. He's sort of playing a bit of a roaming role, isn't he? Mm. Got the license and Diamante just is incredible. I think I heard someone else say during the week, might not be the quickest feat, but he's definitely the quickest thinker in the A-League. Yeah, those two, definitely. Berisha always, I mean, if he gets on the end of something, then look out, especially with our defence the way it has been. And hopefully the boys see that. Hopefully Wilco and McGowan see that as a big challenge. You know, keeping Berisha, again, although he's ageing, he's still banging away the goals. I think he's got 14 for the year. If they can keep him scoreless, it probably goes a long way to getting us a win, 3 points on the weekend.
So what's your score prediction?
The ever optimistic, I'm going to say we will win in a canter. 3-1.
Well, interesting to see what happens to Western United between now and then.
Yes.
And in like, you always want to win, regardless of the circumstances, but they've got to play Perth, and that's kind of almost a battle for 5th, 6th or something kind of like that.
They do. That's Wednesday night. They play Perth. Yep.
Who have just, in A-League related news, signed at Naboot for next year.
Yes.
Yes.
Heard that too, James. Yes.
Sorry.
At his third club now. Sure. Naboot.
So, yeah, they play, you're right, Sean, they play Perth on Wednesday night. They play us on Saturday. And then they've got two games after that, I think. One game after that. They play Melbourne City.
So, you know, if they beat Perth.
Yeah, they still need to get points. Like, they've got games in hand, yeah, but even a win. Adelaide are playing right now, are they, Adelaide?
And someone check that.
Yeah, Adelaide are playing Melbourne City right now.
What's the score?
I think it's 0-0. Might be a nil-as-itch. Yep, nil all. 15 minutes in.
And I think Adelaide's got... is Adelaide got a minus, a goal difference, I think?
Yeah, you're right. So even if Adelaide get a win tonight, it makes it very difficult for Western United. They have to win every game.
I have sneak suspicion Western United will get in.
Reckon?
Yeah.
If Adelaide draw tonight, then Western United's... Yeah, you're right, goal difference. They'll get through with one win out of their last three, but... The last three, who did I just say? Melbourne City, Sydney FC.
Us and somebody else above
them. Perth Glory. Yeah, so that really comes down to that Perth Glory game for them. If they want to take maximum from that. So good little end to our little 11-team competition here, isn't it?
It's been exciting. So what was your score prediction?
3-1. 3-1 Sydney FC.
Oh, you said you want a clean sheet. Can you?
I don't think we'll get one. Sorry, I want one.
You don't always get what you want. No, we've learned that in life in now 30 odd years on this earth.
That's right.
I'm going to say 2-0 to us. James.
All eyes on you, James.
It's been nice knowing you all. Thank you for having me on the pod. Because I'll never be back after I predict a 2-1 loss.
I think that's the first time any one of us.
That's how pessimistic I'm feeling. I don't want us to lose, but I honestly don't. I think we'll be lucky to get the one. It'll be 2-1 or 1-0.
You didn't see enough in the Brisbane game.
Be fair, I didn't have an opportunity to watch it outside the highlights.
Don't tell the listeners that.
No, I'm happy to
say you were there on the hill.
Drove up to Newcastle for the night.
Okay.
I'm pessimistic.
That's all right. You're our...
Hey, you're resident your pessimist. Opinion, each to their own.
You're a resident pessimist, James.
Thank you.
But thanks for being on Sky Blue Stories. It's been great working with
Private
you.
Message us during the week. Kevin?
Yeah, we'll be running auditions next week. Yeah. Fantastic. Let's talk some general business. Jen says a couple of things you guys wanted to finish up before we wrap up tonight.
Just on Ryan Grant coming back, but we covered that. Thank you, Jonathan.
What happens when you preview a game?
Yeah. And the other one being the first slab of concrete has been laid in the new Sydney Football Stadium.
You beauty.
Foundations are now in place.
Who was there? Was someone there from the club?
No.
Arnie was there, wasn't he?
There was Arnie, Freddie Fittler, and Phil Waugh. As like the three representatives.
Phil Waugh.
Rugby's not going to be a thing when the stadium's...
Phil Waugh.
It's already dead.
That's right. Not even the third best war. Up,
it's already dead.
It's the Rugby Union War.
Yeah, no.
And an AFL player, I think. Actually, it was an AFL. No. Really? Maybe not, because they're next door. God, but like, there was an AFL player there. Anyway.
Never let the AFL miss an opportunity for media. That's exciting. That's exciting.
First slab.
I think I read, how many, do you have got the article there, James? I think it said something like, 6,000 swimming pools of concrete or some crap.
A lot of concrete. Yeah.
A lot of A lot of steel.
Italians and Greeks.
Doesn't say.
Costa's got the contract. That's why he's tired.
Put a bit of green food coloring in, and it's grass.
That's why Costa's been working double shifts.
He's so tired. The racism on this pod, as the only ethnic representative on this pod.
Italian mafia. So there's a few
Italian lives,
dead bodies buried in that concrete.
Nothing on what's been poured so far, but to complete the stadium, a further 40,000 metres cubed of concrete will be poured.
It's a lot of concrete.
The equivalent of 16 Olympic swimming pools, which is more than 6,500 truckloads of concrete deliveries.
That's a lot of trucks.
Foundations now in place. The stadium will hold 42,500 people, still to be completed by September 2022.
So, 2022.
Might be able to host the 21-22 grand final there.
And it'll definitely be hosting some Women's World Cup. 2022.
Will.
The 2023 World Cup.
Sean, any further things from yourself, mate?
No.
You're happy? You're happy, man?
Ask me again after Saturday.
Yeah, good point. And just a shout out to friend of the club and definitely a friend of the pod, Jamie Castaneda. Not doing too well at the moment. So shout out to you, mate. Hope everything is okay. And we look forward to seeing you soon for a beer, mate.
Awesome.
That's us for the night. Gents, it's been a pleasure.
All yours.
We'll talk again next week, I guess.
High fives.
Sky Blue Stories for the week. Thanks, everyone, for listening and your interactions. We'll talk to you all next week.